Greetings and welcome back to TanakhStudy.com, the podcast program where we study Parashat HaShavua over the course of six podcasts broadcast during the week in which we are reading that parasha. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and it's an honor to be teaching the second half of Sefer Shmot in this context and with this wonderful technology. And we are now getting towards the end of Parashat Tetzaveh. We are now going to take a look at Perek Chaf Tet, Pasuk Lamed Chet, after we have concluded the Kiddush HaKohanim, the sanctification of the Kohanim, as it is commanded over the first 37 psukim of this parak. And now we're going to see the last 9 psukim, which will be a little bit of a surprise because we're very familiar with a parallel passage in Bamidbar Chaf Chet, the first 8 psukim. This is 9 psukim. And along the way, I'll point out the parallels and the distinctions. And then, of course, the greater question we'll have to deal with afterwards is why this essentially same passage shows up twice in the Chumash. Perek Chaf Tet, Pasuk Lamed Chet. V'zeh asher ta'aseh al ha-mizbeach. Kvasim b'nei shana shnayim layom tamid. So now, we have already set up the mizbeach that was in Parashat Truma. The Kohanim have already been, at least we've been told, how they are to be inaugurated. We've got the Bidei Kuhuna set up. And now, this is what you're going to do on the Mizbeach. Put all of them together. Kvasim b'nei shana, meaning yearling lambs, shnayim layom, 2 a day, tamid. And the word tamid is something that we have already heard in the context of the ner, the lechem. We've heard it about the choshen. We've heard about the tzitz, we've heard about several of the bidei kuna and several of the kelim, and now we are told that this is shnayim layom tamid. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be a 24-hour presence of a tamid, of the korban, on the mizbeach, but it seems to mean here, shnayim layom tamid, meaning every day there's going to be 2 of these. Et hakeves ha'echad ta'aseh b'boker, v'et hakeves ha'sheni ta'aseh bein ha'arbaim. So the one lamb will be done, we're not told what done means yet, in the morning, and the other one, the second keves, will be done bein ha'arbaim. Now bein ha'arbaim is a time frame that we've already heard about in the context of Korban Pesach, which was to be slaughtered bein ha'arbaim. So we already know when that is, and halachically bein ha'arbaim is interpreted to mean from the time the sun starts setting to when it ends setting, which means from a little bit after midday until sunset. Now, those are the 2 lambs, one lamb in the morning, one lamb in the evening. V'saron solet balul b'shemen katid rev ha'ahin v'nesech v'itahin yayin ha'keves ha'echad. So we're working backwards in this pasuk. Ha'keves ha'echad, one lamb, gets an isaron solet, which means a tenth of an ephah of solet, a fine flour, balul b'shemen katid, that's going to be mixed with finely crushed oil, oil of finely crushed olives, reva hahin, 1/4 of a hin. Quarter of a hin is approximately a log, which we figure to be about 12 ounces. And v'nesech, nesech means a libation, revi'it hahin yayin, the same amount of wine as we had with oil, is going to be poured on the mizbeach, the wine, lakeves ha'echad. And notice, this is when we are introduced for the first time to what we refer to as menachot unesachim, which later will be expanded to more korbanot in Bamidbar. But in the meantime, we're told to bring this with the korban tamid. Notice the 3 vegetative components that are involved in this korban. They are dagan, which is grain, Tirosh, which is wine, and Yitzhar, which is oil, the 3 star products of Eretz Yisrael, a beautiful representation of the produce of Eretz Yisrael on the Mizbeach. V'yet ha'keves ha'sheni, Pasuk Mem Aleph, the second keves, which we're told about, ta'aseh ben harbaim, you'll do that in the afternoon. Ki mincha ta'boker uchniska ta'aseh la. So you will do it like the mincha of the morning, that's the oil and grain, and the libation. And it will all be a beautiful smell, a burnt offering to Hashem. And now we get the summation, Olat Tamid L'dorotechem. This is a constant Olah for generations, which means that it's not just being done now. It's going to be done in front of the door of the Ohel Moed, which is where the Mizbeach is. Asher Iva'ed Lachem Shama, Ludavai Lachasham. Now, Asher Iva'ed Lachem Shama is not referring to Petach Ohel Moed, but rather Ohel Moed, meaning you're going to do this in front of the door to Ohel Moed. The Ohel Moed is called Ohel Moed because it's Asher Iva'ed, same word, a place where I will meet with you inside, Ludavai Lachasham, to speak with you there. And now, moving back to what we spoke about in the previous set of podcasts of Parshat Shua, following the Ramban's direction, that the Mishkan is a recreation of Ma'amad Har Sinai and an opportunity to continue the process of Matan Torah at Har Sinai. You can see this also because, remember, at the foot of the mountain, before Moshe went up to the mountain, he set up a Mizbeach and brought Korbanot and then put the dam on the Matzevot, and did that entire process and then went up to get the mitzvot. So in the same way, the Korban is happening outside and Moshe goes inside in order to get more mitzvot. And continuing on with the purpose of this Mishkan, Menoati Shama Livnei Yisrael, Benikdash Bichvodi. I will make myself present there for Bnei Yisrael, and the place will become sanctified with my glory being there. So that means that I'm coming to meet with you, but you on behalf of Bnei Yisrael. And then, v'kidashti et Ohel Moed with HaMizbeach, et Aron v'Banav HaKadesh L'Chayim Li. And this seems to be a whole new step. I will sanctify the Ohel Moed, I will sanctify the Mizbeach, I will sanctify Aaron and his sons to become my Kohanim. And then, v'shachanti v'toch Bnei Yisrael, I will reside among Bnei Yisrael, v'ayiti lahem l'Elohim, I'll be their God, v'yaddu'u ki'ani Adonai Elohim, that they will know that I am Hashem, their God, and I took them out of Mitzrayim in order for me to rest among them. Ani Adonai Elohim, I am Hashem, their God. Notice, not Elohecha, not even Eloheichem. Moshe is now being sort of removed from the picture and being placed among the rest of Bnei Israel, and he is operating both as an individual, and so therefore Bnei Israel are in the third person, and yet he's also, of course, part of them. Critical piece of this puzzle. We have, of course, the parallel passage in Bamidbar Chaf Chet, which reads, "V'ra'ah b'mar mishal mor tzal b'nei Yisrael mar tal lehem korbanim achmin liyishai reyach nichochi tishmu lakri b'id mo'ado," which is not in our parasha. "Mar tal amzer in shesh atukim l'adonai kvasim b'nei shatamim mishtayim layom olat tamid." That's very parallel to our opening. This is the first psukim of Pasuk Ber Chaf Chet. Va'asirit, instead of Isaron, ha'efa, solot mincha. So there we're told that the Isaron is a tenth of a neifa. Ulam Hashem katit revi tahin. So instead of revayin, revi tahin. Ola tamid ha'asuya b'har Sinai l'reach nicho achisha l'adonai. Now in the parsha of the tamid, we're told, this is the tamid that was done at Har Sinai. What is that referring to? And then the rest of that parasha, v'nizkor v'ri tahin l'akevas ha'echad, b'kodesh ha'sech nesach shechar l'adonai. So the libation is a revayin, and you pour it out. The second kavas is done exactly the same way as the first. The same message we get here, but again, the differences are much more pronounced than the similarities. First of all, we are told here, we're going to go over the parasha. This is what you are to do on the Mizbeach, as if to say this is the culmination of this whole process. And then we're told the particular rules about it. And then, in Pasuk Mem Bet, in our parasha, Olat Tamid Lidorotechem. Why is it Lidorotechem? Because the sense here is that this Korban is to be part of the inauguration. And indeed, in Pasuk Mem Dalet, we're given that information that as a result of bringing this Korban, perhaps all 7 days, that they are commanded to do the whole Kiddush HaKohanim, that as a result of that, then Hashem is going to come in himself sanctified. After Moshe is sanctified, I will sanctify Aaron, his sons, the Mizbeach, etc. And nonetheless, this is an Olat Tamid Lidorotechem. And this is what is going to create the place where Hashem will meet with us and will let everybody know that the entire purpose of Yitzhak Mitzrayim was not to show Hashem's might, although that's a piece of the puzzle, was not to free Bnei Israel from the slavery, it's part of the purpose, of course, but was to let them know that Hashem desires to rest among them and to create that very intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have, therefore, a kind of a pull in two directions. Is this Korban special for inauguration or is it forever? And then we look back at the parsha as it's presented in Bamidbar with all the Tmidin and Musafin, and we're told that it's an Olat Tmid Ha'asuya Har Sinai. What does that mean? So it seems that what we're taking a look at here is a korban that's brought every day in the morning and in the evening. It's Tamid. And yet this korban is a reenactment of that first moment of the sanctification and the creating the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. It's not just repeating it. It's a recreation of this first korban Tamid. So the korban Tamid as presented here is part of the sanctification of the Kohanim and the sanctification of the Mizbeach. The korban Tamid presented in Bamidbar is part of the regular order. And yet, the pasuk over there, Ha'asuya Bahar Sinai, and the pasuk here, Ledorotechem, tie the two together and tell us that the korban tamid that's going to be brought every morning and every evening is really a re-experiencing of Hashra'at HaShchinah and Hashchanat HaShchinah, of having Hashem's Shechinah rest among Bnei Israel every day and every afternoon and every evening. And that is, of course, something that we, in a micro way, replicate by gathering for tefillah every morning and every evening together. We will pick it up with the final podcast of Parshat Tetzaveh in the next podcast. Meantime, we should have a wonderful day.